all the time. She said, no, 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 like to speak my mind. She said, no, 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 and I know her time's not free. She didn't waste none on me. Situation sad. She said, no, 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 things are looking bad. She said, no, 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 and if it was up to me, I'd tell her a thing or three.
On spirit and on radio, on podcast, on against the world, on the success
with a man of the world, place kick. I'll hold the ball, and you come running and kick it.
Oh, brother.
I don't mind your dishonesty half as much as I mind your opinion of me. You must think I'm stupid.
Oh, come on, Charlie Brown.
No.
I'll hold it steady.
No.
Please?
You just want me to come running up to kick that ball so you can pull it away and see me like flat on my back and kill myself.
This time you can trust me. See? Here's a signed document testifying that I promise not to pull it away.
It is signed. It's a signed document. I guess if you have a signed document in your possession, you can't go wrong. This year, I'm really gonna kick that football.
Ah! Peculiar thing about this document, it was never notarized.
Rises out of his pumpkin patch and flies through the air with his bag of toys for all the children.
You must be crazy. When are you going to stop believing in something that isn't true?
When you stop believing in that fellow with the red suit and the white beard who goes ho, ho, ho.
We are obviously separated by denominational differences.
You must get discouraged because more people believe in Santa Claus than in you. Well, let's face it. Santa Claus has had more publicity. But being number two, perhaps you try harder.
Not again! Writing a letter to a stupid pumpkin? You make me the laughing stock of the neighborhood. All they talk about is my little brother, who always writes to the great pumpkin. You better cut it out right now or I'll pound you.
There are three things they have learned never to discuss with people. Religion, politics, and the great pumpkin.
Just think, Sally. The great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin.
You're wasting your time, great pumpkin, in the face. What's that? Everyone tells you you are a
pumpkin. I'm the great pumpkin.
I believe in you.
Really? I'm in the great pumpkin! My cousin will protect the tree!
think, Sally, when the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch, we'll be here to see him. What's that? I hear the great pumpkin!
Did he leave us any toys?
I've got the whole night waiting for the great
Charlie Brown.
Don't understand. I went trick-or-treating and all I got was a bad fall. Yeah. I suppose you spent all night in the pumpkin patch. And the great pumpkin never showed up?
No.
Well, don't take it too hard, Linus. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, too.
Stupid! What do you mean, stupid? Just wait till next year, Charlie Brown. You'll see. Next year at the same time, I'll find a pumpkin patch that is real right here.
Charlie Brown, now Charlie Brown.
I can't believe it. She must think I'm the most stupid person alive.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it.
Hold it? Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
But Charlie Brown, it's Thanksgiving.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, one of the greatest traditions we have is the Thanksgiving Day football game. And the biggest, most important tradition of all is the kicking off of the football.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Come on, Charlie Brown. It's a big honor for you.
Well, if it's that important, a person should never turn down a big honor. Maybe I should do it. Besides, she wouldn't try to trick me on a traditional holiday. This time I'm gonna kick that football clear to the moon!
Peculiar, Charlie Brown, how some traditions just slowly fade away.
Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. October 8th, 2000, 11:12 a.m. Joe Ciccone's home, Alston, Brighton, Mass. About to record some guitar sounds.
Like you're fucking like in the Ukraine, like looking for guitars and recording their fucking sounds.
Exactly.
The mating fucking rituals.
Exactly, the mating rituals of the guitars. So I'll set it up right here. Just letting you wait.
What am I gonna play?
Well, if you're in the mood, that song we played last night, the funny song is pretty cool. But you know, play whatever you want.
Well, tell me what the mood is gonna be like. Okay. I never know what song to play, but tell me what the mood is gonna be like. Happy like that? I mean,
yeah, it was happy.
That's like Dancing in the Dark kind of happy.
It was a funny song. I mean, it was funny. It was me. It was ironically, you know, dark and then I like that song you just played in San Francisco.
Well, that's gonna... It's almost like disrespectful to Ramblin' Jack.
Is that his song?
No, he didn't write it, but he's the guy who fucking plays it everywhere.
Oh.
But I'll play that one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Funny song.
I don't know what to call
it. I'm not going to pot potty plants. I'm not going to pot my... I'm not going to pot... What were we saying? I'm not going to plant my... going to plant my... plants or something.
No, well, the language was, I'm going to buy a plant.
Oh, buy a plant.
With an ant. Good old ant. He says I can, but I know I can't.
There was one about blue suede shoes.
Yeah. Talking about blue all night long. I had $10.
I like Al because the childhood obsession with Al.
Thinking years ago, you were always like fighting your voice in a way. You weren't like what you had and just using it to the best like letting it manifest.
Yeah.
You're always trying to like make it sound like someone else in the fire. And now you don't fight it anymore. It sounds so much better. It's weird.
At least when I'll be taking my first steps.
Yeah.
To talk.
Yeah, definitely. Now you sound like you, which is like the hardest thing we can do. Just be with them.
Did you ever do that, hear that song?
Nice. Nice fucking tune, man.
Fuck. I think the speakers are basically just like to see what is coming out. I mean, they're not.
Should I do that?
Yeah, sure. It records a lot better than the speakers making sound.
It's so hard to. Like, you've got no business in it. Anyway.
No, man, you love that shit. You walk in and worship that shit, man. You worship those guys. I mean, why shouldn't you try to play? Homage City, you know? When I take other poets' lives and work them into my poetry, it's like it's totally like because I love them and worship them. I just want to like warm my hands at the fire, you know.
I ain't got no home in this world.
around to, like, you know, it just takes so long.
Well, I mean,
you get tired. I mean, it's like I can't sit there all night and go to work the next day.
No, I meant, like, playing.
Yeah, you can't just play and then leave, you know. I mean, I want to hear other people's stuff, but just not for, like, 3 hours, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you show up, you play, you stay so you can sing and leave.
Maybe.
I'm thinking that you need a taste of a stage. You need a taste of an actual audience.
I played the harmonica with the Cast of Bridge Union Band at the Irish Pub in Cape Cod before.
In Blenheim. Right?
Yeah. And the stage was playing like this.
Yeah.
The microphone.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an avenue for you. I really do. It's like you're fine, you're ready, you're going to work. Why not? I mean, you said to be a manager, and I mean, it just like it set off some thoughts in my head. I thought, well, you know, I guess if you want to like do something like that, all you got to do is you got to make something, take this.
Yeah.
Give to whoever owns whatever club, where we sound like.
Or just show up.
What?
Right?
Yeah, but I mean, I was thinking in my head, you send something, you know, a little of the tape, which is better. And then you show up and you audition live, too, you know, they see, you know, that your live performance is cool. You know. So that's what you should do. I mean, that's what. I don't know what a manager does, but I'm just thinking if I was in your position or if I was giving advice, what I would say is collect 10 songs, or even 5. 5 of your best songs. Record them. And, one paragraph letter with your 12. Send to the. How many clubs in Boston have opened? Or just like places that have featured singers. I mean, there are places that are not folk particularly, but a guy with a guitar would qualify.
What if you get paid?
You might. If you're a featured guy, you might. And if you don't get paid initially, like you build up a resume of, you know, clubs you play at, and then like have a resume of places you play at. It's like places you publish. The funny thing is, Joe, I think that you would have an easier time with playing than with the publishing. That's odd, but it just occurs to me. Because publishing is like, it's all made, pretty much. Playing is like, there's a
publishing what? Publishing what?
Poetry. Oh, I think your poetry versus your music, you know, that's what I'm saying. And the publishing industry is just a different kind of beast than it would apply to music. No, you weren't talking about touring or anything like that. You were just saying that, you know, you had some notions about really doing the poem somewhere, or music, really taking it somewhere. Not literally somewhere, but just from the
point of view. I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Got to walk towards Always depress me.
I know what you mean. I went down to buy a turkey tree, and all they have are things for Christmas.
For Christmas? Already?
Anyway, why should I give thanks on Thanksgiving? What have I got to be thankful for? All it does is make more work for us at school. Do you know what we have to do now? We have to write an essay on Stanley Miles.
You mean Miles Standish?
I can't keep track of all those people.
What's all the commotion?
We've got another holiday to worry about. It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
I haven't even finished eating all my Halloween candy!
Sally, Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
was a good boy, friendly like me. He liked to enjoy music and to make happy everybody. He sang, played guitar all over the country. In small towns, a big cities. And now, he doesn't play guitar, but play machining gun in Vietnam. He plays machining gun in Vietnam. He joined the army and swore fidelity to the striped stars of flag and liberty. And now, he doesn't play guitar, but play machining gun in Vietnam. He plays machining gun in Vietnam. Ta-pum, ta-pum, ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-pum. He plays machining gun in Vietnam. He plays machining gun in Vietnam. From the mountains to the valley, near the lakes, by the rivers, folk music, with his friends, he played a dance. And now, he doesn't play guitar, but play machining gun in Vietnam. He plays machining gun in Vietnam. Ta-pum, ta-pum, ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-pum. He plays machining gun in Vietnam. He plays machining gun in Vietnam. He plays machining gun in Vietnam.
Samuel X. Wings Commander Q.
36
Jesuit
Commander
King.
Jesuit
Commander King.
Commander King.
Strength.
On spirit and
on radio.
Three 12 PM, same day. I'm in a park Joe left me at about an hour ago. He's gone off to drink beers and watch football with his buddies. And I've been sitting here with his North of Jersey manuscript, the penultimate master, penultimate proof, I guess you call it. I was watching little kids play baseball for a while, also, but that's done. Shows at 5. That'll be fun. Joe's party was pretty good. Full of friendly people. I met his friend Jack Kennedy. Really, really nice guy. We had a half-serious conversation. That was probably as close as it got to anything. Thinking about the Dunkin' Donuts that's near Alston Brighton Free Radio. Maybe a 10-minute walk at the most. I'd have to leave there at 4:45. That would be alright. Beautiful fall day. It's kind of cold. It's overcast and it's not that warm. But it's still nice. A lot of trees around here. Not many of them have changed colors. Where am I? I'm in a park. I believe it's on Washington Street. I think it's in Brighton. And near the D line. I'm not sure which stop. Anyway, I'm going to walk me to the B. It'll take me right to where I need to go. I'm not actually sure if it's a bus or a train today. Might be a bus. Weekend I go with Joe to see a guy named Doc Watson, an old folky, I think he's in his 70s, the Somerville Theater. That could be fun. I have other obligations next weekend, which is good. Watching kids on swings that were playing baseball, and they just go effortlessly from one thing to the next. It's Sunday. No school. Play. It's all. Swing. I wonder if age is really a state of mind. If whatever age a person is completely relevant. Physical age relevant to mental age. I feel old a lot. Often. Most of the time. I feel old and I feel tired. I don't don't laugh a lot. I kind of grimly move from one thing to the next. When I come out of my head to listen to a song or to see a movie, I don't feel old. I don't feel anything. I don't feel old or young. I just feel happy. But I always seem to be pushing the next thing, getting the next thing going, getting the next thing done. I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stay. I don't know how to still. Stall. Stop, stay, still, stall, stand. Ralph Emerson. It is, what they were called, this theory that certain words that have the same letters, beginning or ending or whatever, are similar in meaning. Cool. Its own way. I'm old. I'm not 30, even 36. I'm older than that. I don't know how it happened, but it seems to have happened. I think worries and solitude and uncertainty have aged me a lot. I'm not always old, but too often. Often. All that good. Stop, stay, still, stand. I don't know. Maybe it's something like, instead of going to Arsenal Pizza, I come up with some food somewhere and go down to the Charles River instead. Nature. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm tired. I never get enough sleep at Joe's house. I've now been to three different places he's lived, and I always end up being gotten up too early. Fucking night ended at 4 a.m., and I was up before 11. It's not even 7 hours of sleep. I get more than that during the work week. I'm just mulling on what I was talking about. So, it's pointless. I gotta go get the train and stop being sad and brooding. Or at least walk while being sad and brooding. Postscript. That park was at the corner of near the corner of Beacon Street and Dean Road. Possibly in Newton, possibly in Brookline. I really just don't know. Anyway, just that clarification.
Are we going to have a prayer? It's Thanksgiving, you know. Before we're served, shouldn't we say grace?
In the year 1621, the Pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. Governor William Bradford and Captain Miles Standish were honored guests. Elder William Brewster, who was a minister, said a prayer that went something like this. We thank God for our homes and our food and our safety in a new land. We thank God for the opportunity to create a new world for freedom and justice.
Amen.
It is Monday, April 11th, 2022, at 4:51 p.m. Bungalow C, attic study, work table, smell Christmas trees. So, I finished the Bags and News story. I've been working on it. I can call it a story. It's more like a
more like a short novel or a novella. I call them bags and books in any at least one of these publications. And this, for the first time, in my doing the September to December sequences, which goes back to about 2010 or 2011, it doesn't finish. It's part one of two. It's fully as long as all the rest, but it's part one. Because the scope of the story is just bigger than I've ever done before rolling into the novel. Which is certainly interesting in and of itself. It was Saturday night. Last I recorded it was volume. And I almost didn't finish it that night, but I couldn't think of how not to. I couldn't think of any justification. I didn't have any time left in my planned time. So I just dug in. And at one point, I was just sitting there staring into space. Cassie was in her seat with the book. And I was just mulling. And I think I finally figured out how to end it, or at least end it part one, which was good. And wrote it through to finish, and yesterday read it. And Cassie liked it. And I was exhausted from the writing of it and the reading of it, so last night was kind of easy, which was nice. Also, Cassie has 2 days off from work, so it wasn't the urging to get to bed. So today I woke up and I was just thinking about so many different things this week and here on for a little while. I have radio work to do, cynical work to do, paid job work to do, trying to figure out what's going on with my friend Greg and possibly applying for the soon-to-be open decorator job, online promotion. Burning Man, I had some conversations today which didn't actually lead to anything, but I know that the next meeting of the multicultural people of color thing that I'm going to go to is Monday night, next Monday night. There was one this morning at noon, but I didn't go to it, I wasn't prepared for it. I'm taking this slow and let it not become to a normal. So the cynical. Weeping Sands. I'm planning to have 6 pieces in it. And where they are is as follows. There is my From Sue Large Notebooks anniversary piece, which I usually write toward the end of the whole process, so it's as close to the publication date as possible. That's not to worry about it. Magazine News, which is going to be the summer all of the 2015 story, September and December 2015 story. The first of the issues is called Those Dreadful Books. I'm not sure if that's what we call it. I honestly don't know what we'll call it. We'll call it something that emerged from the titles of the different issues. Something will emerge, but I'm probably going to have probably going to type the first half. The first, if there's 15 issues, I usually do September, October issues in one go, and then November, December issues in another go. So 6 issues typed up for the first one, 9 for the other. I wish I was publishing these things faster. I would like to be publishing what's current to like everything else is pretty current. But I'm gonna do it the way you do it. So issue 4 or 5 to 4 or 1. Anyway, it's written because of that. And it's just a matter of typing. A lot of typing. Labyrinthine, I'm fairly certain I've written a sufficient number of pages that it's also a typing, a co-typing task. Many musics, I've not written any poems to any issue yet, so I'm sort of pressure myself on that. Dream Wraps, the typed up content, typed up the transcribed content from my radio show Dream Wraps that he's derived from. It's mostly typed. I don't know if Cassie's going to type at all, but she's typed a whole bunch of it. So that's something where I am going to essentially take content and edit, revise until something emerges. I usually do different approaches to it every year, try to keep it interesting. But, so that's content that exists. Music's Dream Wraps. Oh, yeah, Dream Wraps is the best of England. Many Music's Begs and Needs, Labyrinthine, and History Script Press was the one I was kind of thinking I might tackle next, or first in this bunch. Sort of thinking of a combination of Many Musics and History Scripture Press, because they're both, I prefer this to find, lacking anything written for them. It's one thing if something's written usually typing, or something's kind of gathered and some editing. I'm sure a notebook's a piece of something you just write in the notebook off the fly toward the end of the process. So really the two pieces that I'm running that are of concern are the history and music. exactly how I'm going to approach my music, except I have a lot of notes. And so, but I have such like fun, undercooked conceptual issues with what the poem's going to be like. But I think that now that I'm making more bags, and bags issue of the book I was writing on, which actually will be published, I don't know, 15, 16 was this year, 17 was 23, 19, 20 was 24, this year's going to be 2015, 2016, next year is going to be 2017, 2024 is going to be 2019, 2020, 2025 is going to be 2021, 2022. So, at this rate, what I just finished the other night will not be actually published for 3 years. That's funny. So, what I've got to do now is I've got to get my work table sorted more in a neater way, a little bit messy. I'm going to put on Rolling Stone show from 69 all month. I tried to get that on Saturday. So failed. Much easier today. Go to the bathroom. And it's 5:04. I have 3 hours on this stuff. And so what I might do is divide my focus between these two pieces, the history and the music. So like maybe just divvy up the 3 hours between them and see what kind of progress I can get going with them. I'm only working the two pieces and I'm allowing the rest that's more typing and editing to follow. That might be a way to actually make this work. Also, the other pieces I'm fairly sure are going to get typed and get in, these two far less. And the history is going to be from October 2012 to April 2013. So it's going to cover that amount of ground. Which means that since it's going to be an April 2022 issue, it'll just be 9 years behind. And, but, okay. So be it. And then maybe the new one will be the rest of 2013, and maybe October, November will be 2014, which will only be 8 years behind, just creeping and crawling. I wish that I felt better about the burnout situation in multiple ways. My boss has COVID. Frankly, the love of Bruce, I really like his name is Bruce. He's a wonderful fellow, and he's really sick. And I'm not convinced that the risk of going this year is really... I just don't know. I just don't know. Part of me wants to do it, part of me doesn't want to. Part of me wants to do it right. I feel like this year we finally said go, but then a lot of like lack of knowledge of how things are there, lack of general admission tickets. You know, it's almost like I just... I feel burdened. I feel annoyed. This is Is that supposed to go to Burning Man? Is this how it was back when? No. I was excited. It was a lot of work, but I focused on the work. And, like, I don't want to be part of the people. As much as I try to buck up, I really don't want to be. We have to be a team camp. I want us to be our own team camp. I don't want to be part of it. I don't want to camp with anybody, necessarily. It's hard to say that, because, you know, it's been so far. Maybe that's just part of the learning about it. So that's one thing that I'm leaning towards, kind of said it. The other thing is the fears about where things will be in August. There seems to be this general impression that the COVID numbers are going down and people are still getting sick. COVID's not gone. There's just fewer people getting it, but it's just as dangerous. It's just as awful. So, I have a lot of uncertainty. But, you know what? Having said all that, having convinced about it, which has had a certain satisfaction, I need to get to work. I'm going to do now, and I think that that's what's going to help my focus for the next several hours to be positive. I mean, the funny thing is that as much as Burning Man as it may be possible this year, much more to the point is the next Seneca. Today is April 11th. It's supposed to be premiering April 30th, 19 days, and it's far from ready. So, that all said, I've been focusing on that during the day, amongst other things, but I think at this time now, I think these hours now after work, when I don't have to go to a meeting of any of those folks of that neighborhood that I'm still in a certain one I'm part of, when there's nothing for me to do in the after hours time, there's no other obligations, what I need to be is up here working. That's a sure thing. I'm working toward the next step. That I have much more control over than learning. So I have to shift gears. I think shifting gears will help. Finally.
Daniel X with Commander Q.
36
Jesus with Commander Q.
Daniel X
with
Commander Q.
Strange. On spirit, no radio, no radio. Podcast, join against the world. 36
X with Commander Q.
Don't you tell me
feel bad, Chuck. Peppermint Patty didn't mean all those things she said. Actually, she really likes you.
I don't feel bad for myself. I just feel bad because I ruined everyone's Thanksgiving.
But Thanksgiving is more than eating, Chuck. You heard what Linus was saying out there. Those early pilgrims were thankful for what had happened to them. And we should be thankful, too. We should just be thankful for being together. I think that's what they mean by Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown.
It's Tuesday, April 12th, 2022, at 8:40 p.m. Bungalow C, attic study, table, Monkridge, Massachusetts. Dreamland Jazz Station on attic radio in the background. Does that come through? Well, I suppose it does somewhat. This volume is not long from conclusion. Maybe I'll just play it out right now. So my Burning Man concerns were seemingly justified in that the multicultural people of color camp, it turns out, from what I can tell, the tickets that are going to be allotted to it are only for persons of color. Which I just find appallingly stupid. It's like a area of the city is being staked out for people of color, and that just seems really weird to me. I don't know, maybe I'm missing something. It's certainly possible. But I have an opinion, and that's different from other things. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, but I just don't want to be part of it. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's coherent. Nobody's ever been kept out of Burning Man for their color before, so it's really weird that there are these tickets that are reserved for people of color, and it's just sometimes just hard to understand things. That's all I'm saying. Burning Man's never been a racist event. It's never been about race in the least. But what's good is that on April 20th, which is only a week from now, there's going to be an official resale of tickets. People have bought pet tickets so far that want to resell them through the Burning Man website, doing it officially and up and above board, can start doing that on April 20th, which means Cassie and I can try to get tickets that are not obligated to anybody. Which I think would be much more preferable. I'd rather do that entirely because I'm done with this, whatever it is. I really tried to be a good sport about it, but I think my patience is running thin and this spent it out completely and more. So if we can get tickets this way, just tickets purchased from others in the above board way, then we don't have to worry about nothing. We'll camp in the open camping area, wherever that is. We'll take the Burner Express to and from Reno Airport. And then we'll figure our way into Center Camp for the purposes of our bookstore. But just aggravating. And to be continued as a seemingly endless ongoing tale. Tonight, I'm going to be working on mini music. I have a little less time because work ran late and Cassie was having a rough day, so we watched two episodes of a new show called Shadow and Bone based on a fantasy series she's a great fan of. good show. Very enjoyable. So I have from now, 8:44 till 10:15. I'm going to devote that time to men music, I've decided. I've also started my history of scripture press work. But honestly, men music is the furthest behind of them all and the one that most urgently needs attention. So I have some building up ideas finally, but they're not anywhere near where they need to be. So I need to give some good attention to all this. Keeps running low. I think that's it. I haven't heard from Greg Kelly about the job available at my workplace, tech writer job. I messaged him saying, if you're not interested, just let me know. It's okay. Maybe you want to stay where you are.
Something tells me you started learning. Are your eyes as blind as ever? Thank you.
Thank you.